Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
If you will open your Bibles with me in 1 Samuel chapter 1. God is faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. As Brother Angel will say, next week we will have a guest. And I encourage you that you invite someone, because he is an evangelist. Someone that might not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And besides that, he always brings a good word. So he'll be here in the English. And most likely he will also be in the Spanish with us. But it's going to be a powerful time. So that's next Sunday. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And we welcome everyone to watching on the live this morning. And if you'll go with me to verse 21. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21. The title of my message this morning is Give It Back, It's His Anyways. How many know that everything belongs to the Lord, church? Amen. Amen. And that is my title, Give It Back, It's His Anyway. Verse 21, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21. The word of God reads, Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. I'm going to read it once again. Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we see how God answered the prayer of Hannah. How she cried out to God, and she would be at the temple. Remember that her life, she was barren, could not have children. She was mocked. She was laughed at. But she never gave up. And she cried out to God. But in her prayer, she also made a vow that if God would give her a son, she would dedicate it to him forever. And the time came when God made it happen. How many know that God makes it happen? God makes it happen when we don't give up. And we believe God. Here in verse 21, we see that the Bible says that the husband, Elkanah, I want you to see this. And it says, and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow, which meant it's talking about Shiloh. Shiloh was the place of worship. But notice that it says Elkanah and all his house. It was like, according to the Bible, the men or the husband, he had to attend and be present to offer to the Lord. It was like something like a mandatory thing that the male, the husband had to attend. If you read in the Old Testament, Exodus 23:17 or Deuteronomy 16, it says, the Bible speaks and it says that three times a year, all your males, the Bible says, shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses. Now, there were three different feasts. So in verse 21, it says that now the man Elkanah and all his house. That was the custom. But we're going to find out. And we can learn from Elkanah, this man or husband, that he was consistent in his worship. In other words, he's an example. He's a model of what we would call spiritual leadership for his family. Are there any men in the house of God this morning that you already know your responsibility is to show up? And that's what Elkanah did. Now, the wife, it wasn't like a mandatory thing, but there was wives or women that they would go yearly to the house of the Lord and worship or sacrifice. Now, these were the women that were devoted. They loved being there. But it was mandatory for the men. Because we're going to see right now, it says, Elkanah and his house went up to offer to the Lord yearly sacrifice and his vow. But look at verse 22. But Hannah did not go up. She could have, and she would go. But this time, she didn't go. But there's a reason why. And the Bible says, Hannah did not go up, for she said to who? To her husband. So what we see is that there's communication. How many know that communication in a marriage is important? Hannah did not go, but she let her husband know. And it says, for she said to her husband, not until the child is weaned. It's not telling us that Hannah rebelled or she was doing her own thing. It's just showing her devotion. How she was preparing her son, Samuel. Because remember, she made a vow before God. She did not forget. She knew. Her husband, Elkanah, knew. But the Bible says, for she said to her husband, not until the child is weaned. How many know that if you told the Lord... How many here have promised something to the Lord? And how many know that it is important to fulfill your promise according to the Bible? So it's not that, you know, Hannah didn't want to go. It's just that she was preparing. Let me say this, church. There's a time, and that time will show up eventually. And the Bible says that she said, not until the child is weaned. Now remember, in that culture, it would take up to two to three years where the mother would wean her child, even up to 4 years. So we can learn that she was taking care of her child, making sure before she would go to Shiloh and take her child. But she did make a vow. Even in the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4, the Bible says, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. So let me remind you, church, this morning, if you have made a vow to God, don't delay in fulfilling it. We've all been there. Amen. How many times have we said, Lord, if you get me out of this one, I will. Amen. If Lord, if you do the miracle, if I get that job, Lord, I'm not even going to finish it. You finish it. Lord, if you heal me, Lord, if you this, and you know, and the Bible says, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. So church, let me encourage you this morning. Fulfill whatever you have told the Lord. Because how many know that God doesn't forget? We might think he forgets, but God doesn't forget. Hallelujah. And what can we learn from this, church, is that God honors those who honor their word. Even whatever the cost is. Whatever the cost is, church, honor God. And because when you fulfill, God will honor you back. And see, Hannah, she knew she made a vow. But there was a communication within her and her husband. And you know how the husband responded? He was cool about it. He didn't go after her. He didn't attack. Because we're going to learn, it says, look what the Bible says. Not until the child is weaned, then I will take him. And it says that he may appear before the Lord. Remember that vow? But it doesn't finish her. And it says, and remain there for what? Forever. Wow. And we're going to see a little bit more forward that whenever you're going to give something to the Lord, do it right. Give him the best. Preparation. There's no rush. Everything is in God's timing. And she told her husband, look, Elkanah, I'm going to go up there next year or after the 2-3 years in that culture, then I'm going to take him. And he was okay with it. Because the Bible says, look at verse 23. So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do you see the picture? There's a communication within the husband and the wife. She lets him know, I'm not going. And now in verse 23, the Bible says, so Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seems best to you. And you got to have, church, whatever vow you've made before the Lord, you got to have an expectation that God's going to honor you back. Because God is faithful. And the mother, Hannah, she knew, I might not go this time, but maybe in 2-3 years after my son is weaned. Because how many know that there's a season where there's nurturing? There's preparation. There's preparation, church. You don't want to, there's no rush. If you're going to do something for his glory and honor, let's do it right. Give him the best. Don't be in a rush and just give him something that's only halfway. Give it well done for him. It's for the Lord. It's for Jesus. And let me tell you something. Whenever we do anything right, it's not wasted time. Because we want everything to be in God's timing. Because everything is for him anyways. It's for his kingdom. is to be a blessing. And that's what she did. It was a preparation time for who? For not so much for her, but for the future of her son, Samuel. Because she made a vow. If you give me a son, God, he is yours. That's why the title is, give it to him. It's his anyways. But give it to him well prepared. Hallelujah. How many know that spiritual preparation is very important? Amen. If you're going to sing to the Lord, sing well to the Lord. If you're going to preach, preach like it's your last sermon. If you're going to clean the house of God, clean it like it's God's house. Amen. If you're going to serve in God's kingdom, do it right, because we're serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Don't give them halfway things. Ay, como caiga. No hay bronca. No, this is for the Lord. Amen. When you come to the house of God, come presentable. Amen. You're looking sharp for God. Sometimes we look more sharp when you go to Starbucks than to the house of God. What's going on there? Who are you trying to impress out there? Hallelujah. Don't ever give something to God that's prematurely. Amen. Give it to God well developed. Hallelujah. So Hannah, she gave with what? With purpose, God's timing. And preparation. Preparation. So right now you might be in a season, in a time, in a place where you want the whole thing already. But it's not your time yet. I remember when I was probably 3-4 years within the Lord, I wanted to be in full time. My wife would look at me and she'd be, you're crazy. And it wasn't my time. Sometimes we want things in life. We want them now, but it's not the time yet. Are you hearing me? There's preparation. It's God's timing. It's everything in his purpose. Sometimes, I'll never forget this quote. I've said it before. The worst thing that could happen to a person is to have success before they're ready. Some of us, you're not ready for success. You can't handle it. You can't handle it. Oh, I want to get paid $60 an hour. You can't handle that yet. You get paid 60 right now, you might leave the Lord. I want $60. I want to make this. And, but God knows that you're not ready for it yet. I want that car. He knows you're not ready for it. You probably never come back to the house of God. You'll probably never park it in the parking lot of the church. Once you understand, you say, you know what? This God has blessed me with this. It's not mine. It's his. Then God says, green light. Green light. Because you understand that everything belongs to the King, to Jesus. Hallelujah. You're just called to be a good steward, that you take care of whatever God has given you. Take care of it well for his glory and honor. And you know what the husband, Elkanah, told her? He says, only let the Lord establish his word. Which that means is that, hey, if God said it and you do what he says, God will fulfill it. That's what it means. God will establish his word when he sees that you obey what you told the Lord. See, some of us, you might be in training camp right now. You didn't get it. I said some of you are, what was those little, on the bikes, those little wheels, training wheels? Some of you, you might be on training wheels right now. But how many know that training is good? Because in training, there's discipline. You have to show up. You have to prove yourself that you're capable of doing it. That you're willing to learn. That you're willing to let God do the processing in your heart, your life. That you're open to God to mold you, to mess with you. To do certain things in your life. You give him permission. Lord, here I am. Do what you got to do. Change my heart. Change my thinking. My behavior. The way I show up. The way I speak. The way I do things. Do whatever you got to do, Lord. And Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from him. That's why the training part is very important, church. It's like when we train our children, the importance of serving God and being in the house of God. Once they grow up, they're never going to forget. Even if they might not come, but inside of them, they know that is the right thing to do. They know how important it is to show up in the house of God. They know what it is to fear God. They know that if you obey God, the blessings of God will follow you all the days of your life. And he says, only let the Lord establish his word. Then the woman, Hannah, the Bible says, stayed. She stayed home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Again, it was up to 2, 3, or 4 years. Then she took her son Samuel, the vow she made before God, and she went to Shiloh and presented her son to God, whom he was going to be under Eli the priest. Hallelujah. And in church, I want you to get this. When we learn to give everything to the Lord, God does a better job. Because when you look at the life of Samuel, Samuel was a prophet. He was a priest. And God used powerfully Samuel. Because her mom, Hannah, fulfilled her vow before the Lord. And see, church, that's what we ought to do. When you come to the place where you say, you know what, Lord, this ministry is not mine, it's your ministry. This job, Lord, is your job. This business is your business. Everything I have, Lord, is yours. And why do I say that, church? Because you never know, hear me, you never know when God can speak to you directly and say, you know what, I want you to give that up. I want you to surrender all. Those $10 million, because you better believe someone here is going to be a millionaire. I'd be saying that's me right there. And when the Lord speaks to you and says, you know what, I want you to give it over. Are you willing to give it over? Are you willing to say, Lord, it's yours? I'm not talking about a 10-piece nuggets. No, I'm talking about we're going big today. Amen. That the Lord tells you, hey, it's time. It's time to move back to the valley. Oh Lord, Sharamaka. It's time to come back. Hallelujah. I don't know why that one came out, but it's time to come back to the valley. It was funny because I was watching, I saw that they said the 10 poorest, this is what it said, the 10 poorest cities in California. El Centro was number 9. But not for us, because we're under God's kingdom. We're blessed. I said we're blessed. We serve the owner of silver and gold. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Never be ashamed from the Imperial Valley. You got people that lived there all their life, and just because they moved 3 hours away, they never mentioned their town. Come on now. Where do you live, El Centro? Where's that at? That's right. You don't know, because that's how big it is. Verse 24. It says, now when she had weaned him, so this could be 2-3 years after, she took him up with her with 3 bulls. Now, where did she take him? Again, Shiloh, because Shiloh at that time was the center of worship. So she weaned him. Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her. And the Bible says with 3 bulls. The Septuagint says, which the Septuagint is the Hebrew translated in Greek. Many believe that it meant that it was a 3-year-old bull. In other words, it was a healthy bull. It wasn't just a bull with one eye and one leg. No. It was a healthy 3-year-old bull. In other words, what the Bible is trying to teach us is that Hannah was taking a gift, a sacrifice to present to God. And not just show up empty handed. Are you with me? Because she went where? She was going to Shiloh, to the place of worship. How many believe, church, when God has been so good to you, and God has blessed you so much, and God gave you the desires of your heart, that, I mean, the greatest thing we can do is to show up before the Lord and give him the very best of our sacrifice, of our worship. Something, hear me, church, something that's going to cost you. Something that's going to cost you. Something that has what? It has value. Because you are what? We are grateful and we are appreciative of what God has done for us. That is the reason why when we come on Sunday morning, church, nobody should ought to be telling you, say amen, praise the Lord, glory to God, lift up your hands. I mean, if you're so grateful for what God has done in your life, you're going to show up, you're going to lift up your hands, you're going to praise Jesus, you're going to honor him, you're going to bless him, because he's been so good. I mean, God gave you another life. God gave you another opportunity. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here this morning. Come on, church. And then you don't want to say thank you. You don't want to lift up your hands. You don't want to say praise God. I'm going to be real. The English service is real quiet. Very quiet. You ain't got nothing with the Spanish. Some of you got delivered from sickness and disease. Some of you got your car back. They gave you another opportunity to keep your house. And you can't praise God? Hallelujah. Don't forget, church, where God took you off from. What God has done for your life. How he delivered you. He set you free. Where God has you. It's nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Some of you, you're in the comfy zone. You're too comfy. You're too relaxed. Hallelujah. No, no, no. Nobody beats a discipleship. They put the Undertaker background song. That thing scared me. I thought I was in WWE, man. Remember, so the Bible says that she took him up with her with three bulls. Many believe that it was a three-year-old bull. One ephah of flour and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. Remember King David? They wanted to hand him something for free. King David, all of this I'm going to give to you. But you know what he said? He says, no. He goes, I don't want you to do that. I want it for it to cost me something. Because church, when something will cost you, you're going to appreciate it more. When everything is given to you don't appreciate. I said you don't appreciate. And the Bible says, 2 Samuel 24:24, it says, then the king said to Orana, it says, no. King David told them, no, but I will surely buy it from you for a price. Nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, which that costs me nothing. Look what he's saying. He says, I don't want it free. I don't want a freebie. But let's keep it real. You know, freebies are good once in a while. But when something, when you know, when inside of you know what? No. I want it to cost me something. And that's what David did. Let me give you another example. When Jesus showed up, Mary and Martha, Martha's busy. And the Bible says in John chapter 12, verse 3, then Mary took a pound. Look what it says. Mary took a pound of what? Of costly oil, spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. Did you get that? With her own hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. What did she do? She took a pound. Many believe that it was a yearly wage of work. Think about it. How much do you make a year? Let's say you make $100,000 a year. Can you handle that? And pour oil on the feet of Jesus and wipe them with your own hair? That's what Mary did. And the Bible says, anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. It says, a pound of very costly oil. Church, let me ask you this morning. That's why I encourage you. Hear me. Give God your best worship. Give him your best praise. Every morning, thank the Lord for what you have and what you're believing God for. Let there be a sacrifice, church. And that's what Hannah did. And the Bible says that they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. Church, whatever you give to the Lord, that it will cost you something. Hear me. Don't give God leftovers. Give him the best. What are leftovers? You want me to give you an example? 2025. You're out up to 4 in the morning. You get to the house of God. They tell you, worship. Let's worship God. I can't. I'm tired. Come on, church. Give them the best. They tell you, lift up your hands. Or sit down or stand. You do the opposite. Give him your best. You think God doesn't see that? He delivered you. He did the miraculous. He gives you another opportunity this day, this morning, to be in his house. And we give him our leftovers. But we invested in other things that don't give life. And in the morning, we don't want to pray because I'm tired. My voice hurts. Headache. Come on, church. But the thing is this. And where were you, my brother? Oh, I was at home. And we missed you at the house of God. But you're at Target. Getting the Trenta tea with lemon. You know what I'm saying? And it's the truth, church. We anything spiritual that has to do with God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. But we're out everywhere else. We're everywhere else. They cross you over, a car passes you, and you yell at them with everything you got. And you can't say amen or thank you, Jesus, right here in the house of God. Or you're just yelling at your husband or your wife. Come on, church. You curse people out there, but you can't bless God in here. Even though I know the Bible says you can't do both, but it's time to let go of one and give God everything, all the praise. The Bible says everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Give them the best. Give them the best, church. Amen. Give them the best offering. Give them the best praise, glory, hallelujah. There was someone, I'm not going to mention, he's here this morning, so he knows what I'm talking about. But I'm going to spill the beans right now. I'm going to blast you right now. I'm just going to. I looked at him. I go, oh, so you showed up. I go, I didn't think you were going to make it, honestly. But this is what the person told me. He says, I got here like at 4 or 5 in the morning, he says. But I'm here. Praise God. I didn't say anything no more. I said, praise God. I mean, think about it. Remember back in the day? All the hangovers you had? And you would show up to work smelling like beer. You didn't even comb your hair right. One eye looking that way. One halfway closed. And you try to spray all the anchor blue. Oh, you guys don't know, that's Miller Lopo. That's back in the 90s. We're talking about giving God the best, church. Give him the best. Give me 5 minutes, I finish. Verse 26. And she said, oh my Lord, as your soul lives. Now remember, you got to remember this. Hannah shows up to Shiloh. Eli the priest is there. But notice that she says, oh my Lord, she gives him all the respect. Because remember at one time, Eli the priest thought that she was what? Drunk. Because she was at the temple praying. Her lips were moving, no voice, but he thought otherwise. And I had mentioned that in those times there was women that would get there, what? Drunk. But she says, oh, my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here. Praying to the Lord. For this child I pray, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Another thing that I see here is that Hannah gives who? She gives God credit, all the glory and honor. She didn't get the credit. She recognizes that this was God who did it. Even after 2-3 years, when she shows up, she knows that it was God. And she fulfilled her vow. She glorifies God, not herself. And she knows that God is faithful. Everything you have, church, hear me. Everything we have is because of God. And God is faithful. May we be careful that we try to get the credit. I know that we say, and we understand, we recognize, and we know that hard work or working smart is important. But it's God that gives permission to us to breathe, to have a heartbeat. That even though, you know, we might be going through something, and maybe they even told you, hey, you need to slow down. Matter of fact, you ought to retire and just stay. But guess what? We're still here. We're still moving. We're still active. And it's because of God. God gives us grace. God gives us strength. Every day it's because of God. The doctors say one thing, but hey, by the mercy and God's grace, we are still here. And she's grateful because God answered her prayer. And she responds with what? With gratitude. And listen, church, this is where I'm going to finish off. All of us here, we've been tested. So that means that you have a testimony. God has done so much for you. God, let me say this. God wants to use you in a mighty, powerful way, church. And for some, your time is up. You haven't shared with anybody of what God has done in your life. Where God took you out from. How God set you free. How God broke those chains of addiction. And somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody has to hear what Jesus has done in your life. Someone has to hear that if God did it for you, that means that God can do it for them. And church, the Bible says, for this child I prayed. Look what she's telling Eli. And the Lord has granted me my petition which I asked of him. Don't keep it to yourself, church. Tell someone, share it. Tell someone, hey, God set me free from this. I used to be crazy back in the day. You don't want to know me. God deliver me. Hallelujah. God forgave me of my sins. God, the blood of Jesus cleansed my sins away. Oh, it's because I'm embarrassed. Embarrassed of what? You should have been embarrassed when you were doing those things. Now it's a testimony for his glory and honor that in Christ you are a new creation. You are a new person. Daniel, the book of Daniel says something very powerful. Chapter 4, verse 2, he says, I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. Revelations 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word. Look what it says. And by the word of what? Of their testimony. All of you have a testimony, church. Hannah was very grateful. She says, I prayed for a child and the Lord granted me that child, which I asked of him. And it says, therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. It's not that she's saying, hey, it's mine and I'm lending them to you. No. What she's saying is that, hey, you gave me the child, it belongs to you. That's why I titled the message, it's his anyways, might as well give it to him. And she says, I also have lent him to the Lord as long as he lives. Did you get that, church? As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. Church, as long as you're living, your ministry is living, everything that you have is living, it's the Lord. Steward it well, church. Take care of it. Take care of what God has given you. Don't mess it up. It's his. Take care of it. Give him the best. Let me show you something. I'm already looking at the time. I'm not going to say that, but I'm already looking at the time when the Lord tells me, hey, it's time to give it up. Because I got to obey what God tells me. But I want to give it well back to him. Because everything is his, church. Everything. If the Lord tells me something, hey, give this or give it away, whatever, I got to do it. Don't matter, even if my wife don't like it, I got to obey God. You think I'm playing, huh? You're probably saying, ah, you're right. Wait till you get home, watch. No. If God says, she already knows because we've talked about it. If God speaks, let's obey. Let's obey because it's his anyways. God's been too good to me, church. And I'm, you know, you got to think about what's ahead. That's why, you know, when I talk to the team or the church and everything, we try to do everything the best for his glory and honor. Why? Because the day of tomorrow, they can say, you know what? I was taught well. I was taught well. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. What did she do? She left Samuel where? At the altar. Where she prayed to God and God answered her prayer. She gets her to Shiloh and she leaves her son Samuel. And says, Lord, he's yours. And the Bible says, remember she said, forever, it's yours. Can you give back what God has given you? Come on, did you hear me, church? Can you give back what God has given you? God can multiply it for a greater purpose. And notice at the end, look at that last verse and I'm done. So they worship what? They worship the Lord there. Hallelujah. Think about it, church. That's her son. And the Bible says that they, that means the whole family, worship the Lord. They fulfill their vow and they said, Lord, here's my son. He's yours. What she prayed for, what they mocked her about that she couldn't have, she gave it to the Lord back. It's his. It's yours, Lord. Let me ask you, I want to encourage you, church. Can you go that deep and say, Lord, this is your job. This is yours. Amen. That's a lot of money I make. Well, sometimes you got to downgrade, church, because the calling of the Lord is more important. Did you hear me? The calling, obeying God, is more important to win souls for his kingdom. No more 10 G's a month. You guys are looking at me weird. Now you downgrade. But guess what? God takes care of you even better than when you were making 10 grand, 15 grand, 20 grand. Shoo! Because God never runs out of money. God takes care of you. God will send his crows to feed you, to supply you, to bless you in places, timing that you never thought. God will send someone to bless you. Because that's the way God's kingdom works. When you're sold out to God and you say, Lord, here I am, handle. God says, I will. Some of you don't get it, but you'll get it. No, I'm serious. Some of you don't get it. You think I'm crazy. Like, this pastor is out of his mind. But I know what I'm telling you. God is so good. Hallelujah. Please stand.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at etngchurch.com.